calling his colt or his mate, his Nickery.
Now you mentioned chicken coop. Is this where you have the hen that has a bunch of eggs? Mm-hmm. That's after the chickens have hatched.
The hen with the eggs is up on the in the nest.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that hen?
Brood hen.
And if you want the hen to come back to the nest, do you ever put one of those artificial eggs in there?
Oh yeah, that's particularly true of laying hens. You know, mm-hmm. Now hens that's laying regular, they want what we call a nest egg. Uh-huh. And if you go out at night and take every egg out of that nest, she may find her another nest tomorrow looking for a nest egg. Mm-hmm. It's natural for a hen to want an egg to sit down on. All right, the modern idea is you have an artificial egg and put it in there, and you don't have to leave a good egg out there. Mm-hmm. You leave a good egg out there a few days and it's spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Fella told me he used a cold cream jar on his chicken.
Well, it might work. I never tried it.
I had trouble with a snake, and the snake was eating eggs. He'd eat gourds and everything they put out, so they put out this cold cream jar, and he swallowed it.
Swallowed that?
And the lid got in, got stuck.
Well,
killed the snake.
I thought a snake would be smarter than that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think a snake would be that dumb.
Well, this is the strangest thing, swallowing a cold cream jar.
I have seen snakes swallow whole eggs.
Uh-huh.
Or even half a chicken. I've seen snakes with a half chicken in their mouth.
Huh.
Trying to swallow them.
And
little rabbits. I've seen snakes, you know, that. But I didn't think they would swallow anything indigestible.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were smarter than that. Of course, animals, I mean, I know there's nothing smart about it, but I mean their instinct.
Uh-huh.
I thought the instinct would teach them better than that.
Well, he said he took jar, lid, the whole works.
Well, I never heard that. I didn't think it happened.
Well, what were common ways of fixing eggs?
Fixing eggs?
Yeah.
You mean to eat?
Yeah.
We scrambled them.
Mm-hmm.
We fried them. We boiled them. We broiled them.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you many other ways.
Did you ever break them in boiling water and let them cook that way?
Yeah, that's broiling them, isn't it?
Poaching,
that's poaching them, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Scallop.
I don't know that. How do you cook them then? Well, scalloped. Uh-huh.
Yeah, scallop.
Uh-huh.
How do you scallop an egg?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now listen, she's a lot smarter than I am. If you get her to talking, she'd tell you a lot of things.
Oh, no.
Shoot,
she's from out there.
She's just more brilliant everywhere than I am.
What do you call that bone in the front of a chicken? The V-shaped one?
Oh, that's the breastbone.
Pulley bone.
That's the breastbone. Of course, they have a pulley bone. The V-shaped like that is the pulley bone.
Uh-huh.
And then they have the big breastbone.
Now the pulley bone attaches to the breastbone.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever eat the was it common to eat the insides of a pig or a calf? Say, part of the intestine that could be scraped and cooked?
The Indians always did. You know, we was raised among the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And the Indians would come and get all of the intestines, take them if we give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd clean them and skin them out and eat them every bit.
Chitlings, I think.
Yeah, they call them chitlings.
Mm-hmm.
That was the old name for the intestines.
Uh-huh.
And we had a few whites. Well, in other words, it was, I know some Dutch girls that lived out there among us. And they had a way, those good old German women knew to do things that our mothers never did learn.
Uh-huh.
And they would save everything.
Oh, they use it all.
They eat it all, while our mothers and wives would throw a lot of stuff out. And we had some young Dutch girls out there around us. They'd come when we would kill hogs, when we would butcher. They'd say, now, if you're not going to use those intestines, what they are, they'd call them chitlings.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to have them. We'd just load them up. They'd take them off and fix them up
mm-hmm.
and stuff.